Kia ora. You're listening to KRS FM 107.1, broadcasting from our cool school, Kelvin Road in Papakura. Today I am going to read an article from the Papakura Courier, dated Wednesday, September 2, 2009. My name is Kree Raman and I am the teacher of Room 8. Cancer victims' ads run in tribute to his courage. An article by Imogen Neal. Adrian Pilkington has lost his battle with cancer. The 53-year-old Papakura man, who fronted a series of Quitline television advertisements, died earlier this month, less than 3 years after first discovering a small ulcer in his mouth. The ads are to be screened again as a tribute to Mr. Pilkington. A smoker for more than 30 years, Mr. Pilkington told the Papakura Courier last year that he hadn't thought he'd get sick as a result of smoking. "I was one of those people, like a lot of people, who think it won't happen to me." He said he was aware of the link between lung cancer and smoking, but never thought he'd develop mouth cancer. But in 2007, mouth cancer forced surgeons to remove his entire tongue and replace it with a flap of skin and muscle from his stomach in a 12-hour operation. After that, he couldn't eat or drink anything, getting nourishment through a tube. He also had a permanent tracheotomy to help him to breathe. Mr. Pilkington said he tried to quit several times and managed to stop for about 6 months at one point. But each time, something would happen that caused him to feel stressed, and he would get back in the habit. "I thought I will have just one, and then I would have more and more," he said. Before the cancer took hold, Mr. Pilkington was an engineer at Croxley Stationery in Papakura, had a black belt in karate, and enjoyed jet skiing and cycling. He said if anything positive had come out of his suffering, it was the chance to get his message about the dangers of smoking out to others. "I want to stop other people making the same mistake I did." Quit Group Chief Executive Paula Snowden paid tribute to Mr. Pilkington's courage in doing the ads despite his condition. "Adrian has no doubt saved lives. Seeing a man in the prime of his life, unable to speak or eat, is shocking, and we know many smokers liked to think he was an actor and that the story was fabricated. But Adrian was a real man who became yet another victim of tobacco. Mr. Pilkington's family has approved the ad screening again, both as a tribute to Adrian and to continue his work in trying to convince smokers it's not worth it. They will screen between September 6th and 27th. About 620,000 New Zealanders over the age of 15 smoke. One out of every two will die of a smoking-related illness. Ms. Snowden says giving up smoking through the quit line is 5 times as effective as trying to quit cold turkey. The quit line number is 0800 778 778. If you are smoking, quit. And if you're not, don't start. Thank you for listening to KRS FM 107.1, broadcasting from our cool school, Kelvin Road. You're listening to Kree Raman. Ka kite.